Around Australia on the Triple M Network. This is The Night Shift with Luke Burner. The Night Shift.
Well, I spoke to Craig Lowndes last night, who had made his way to Bathurst yesterday afternoon, and he's excited. He really is excited because he's got a drive and he's a lead driver. Craig Lowndes is actually going to make history this year. He is now confirmed as a wild card entry for the 2022 Repco Bathurst 1000. He has won the event seven times. But this year he's going to be behind the wheel of the super cheap auto-backed triple race engineering 888 entry alongside the team's Super 2 driver, Declan Fraser. I remember when Craig Lowndes burst onto the racing scene back in 1994 and I was working in Bathurst. And it was a daring drive that almost won him the race as a rookie. I was telling Nicole about this just the other day. His first drive in 1994, and he was half a lap from winning it. And John Bow came down Mountain Straight, turned into pit straight, and just went underneath him and won the race. It was the most exciting thing I've ever seen. It was Craig Lowndes' first race. You remember me telling you about this?
That was a beauty.
John Bow. I'm pretty sure it was John Bow. But I remember when Craig Lowndes first came to Bathurst. And everyone said, you watch this kid. And boy, did we watch him. Seven wins. What an extremely successful career. He's won 110 races, more than 670 starts, and he ain't done yet because he's racing again this year. As I said, he arrived in Bathurst late yesterday afternoon and I spoke to him last night. Craig Andrew Lowndes, great to hear your voice again. Hello, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be talking to you again.
Yeah, you've just arrived in Bathurst. You drive down with your wife in a big van. You still do that?
Yes, we actually have just arrived into Bathurst. So it was nice driving down the east coast again. And it was sort of a little bit of bad weather along the way, but it's always nice to get away, have a sort of a bit of a battery restart or refresh before we hit the week of what we know, which is the functions and signing sessions, and then of course we get to Sunday and it's all about the great race.
We'll talk about that in a second, but I want to talk about what you're driving. You're making history. You are a wild card entry for the Repco Bathurst 1000. You've won the event seven times, but this year you're behind the wheel of the super cheap auto-backed triple race engineering 888 entry. Tell us about that.
Yeah, quite exciting. I think the last couple of years, people would have seen me co-drive with Jamie Wincup in the Red Bull car. And, of course, the opportunity came up to head up the wild card, which they did run last year with Brock Feeney and Russell Ingall. And this year, it's actually I'm leading the show with Declan Fraser, who Declan is a young up-and-coming race driver who's racing in our Super 2 program, currently leading the championship. So it's great for him. And really exciting to be able to share the car with someone almost, for me, like going full circle when I first came here in 94.
I was there in 94 and I interviewed you when you were a young lion in 94. I remember it like yesterday.
Yeah, it was sort of, it was one of those things that was quite exciting to be able to come to a place like that and have support with like Peter Brock and the team and everything else to really to get that experience from those guys, which is something now I'm going to hopefully install into Declan about just enjoying what it is and what the whole event is all about.
Tell us about the car.
Well, it run out of the 888 Race Engineering factory, like you mentioned. It is backed by Super Cheap Auto. It's the same spec as what you see in the Red Bull cars. So, for me, I'm really excited. I think we've got a great showing for this weekend. Long as everything goes well, and like that, this is where I think the experience counts, where you talk about, the lead in, and we're going to be doing almost 6 or 7 hours of practice before we even get to the 7 hour race of Bathurst. So it's one of those things we'll be telling Declan to take it, day by day and making sure that he gets an opportunity to rest and really to recharge his batteries and really just be fresh when it comes to the race, because it's going to be an intense race. I think that the way the competition is this year with supercars, you know, Shane Van Gisbergen's on fire, but then you've got Cam Waters, Chas Mostert. I could reel off probably 20 cars that are really on pace at the moment.
Look, for those listening to me, because I this is a national radio program, as you know, for those listening in who don't understand supercars, and we're a long way from the days when, you know, you could buy it on the Monday, race it on the Sunday, and it would sell again on the Monday. What's under the bonnet? Explain to my listeners what sort of cars these are.
So the current cars we run at the moment, it's a body shape, whether you're a Ford Mustang or whether you're a ZB Commodore. We run a small block V8. So for us, we actually run a Chev engine. It is a little bit older in a sense of, like, if you buy a current car, it's a full aluminium engine. But this is a steel cast block. It's a 5-litre. It produces about 650 horsepower. And really for us, it's been a great combination of car and engine. What we will face going into next year's car, though, is that we're going to update that engine, and we're actually going to be running the updated Gen 3 Chev engine, which you get in the Camaros, mm-hmm. you get in the Corvette. And then, of course, you know, if you flip on the other side, Ford land, you know, you buy a Mustang, you get the Ford Coyote engine. That's what we'll be running in the supercar series next year as well. So we're going to update the cars next year, but currently we're running what we've had for a long time.
What sort of speeds do you get down Conrod now with these cars?
Well, at the moment, we've got good downforce, which is interesting. The lap times are getting faster every year. So we're looking at sort of close to sort of 290 kilometres an hour. But I again stress about next year's car, because next year's really exciting, because we go to this new generation car, and I reckon we're going to be tipping close to 300 next year, because it's got less downforce, so less drag, faster in a straight line, but then, of course, it's not going to be as good through corners because it's got that less downforce. So next year's going to be quite exciting. But this year, yeah, close to 290 kilometres an hour as we tip into the chase.
And the thing about Bathurst, because I lived there for many years and you've won it 7 times, the weather plays such a huge part, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, you look at the long range forecast at the moment, it's looking up and down. Like, I mean, every day we've got to be looking at it. I think there is some chances of showers, which is going to make it interesting. Then I think come Sunday, it might be fine. So it is going to be one of those sort of conditions we're going to have to look to the skies, make sure that we know what's coming. If it does rain, generally we do, and I'm not sure what other teams do, but we'll send a spotter. If we know that the weather's coming from the east or anywhere, we'll send a spotter out for about 5 kilometres out, and then he realises what's coming. So we know within about sort of 20 minutes what we're going to be facing.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you can then make a pit stop and maybe go from slicks to intermediates or wet weather tyres. And you when you say a spotter, what's that?
Well, it's someone that we send out, and the poor bugger.
Not a drone.
Not a drone. No, we send out a person that goes and sits in his car, and he just reports every 5-10 minutes
wow.
what the weather is like. So we know, yeah, within 20 minutes, we know what we're going to be facing.
Oh, how good is this? Craig Lowndes is with us here on the Night Shift around Australia on the Triple M network. Craig, we've had a lot of discussion over the last few weeks about the teenage drivers and P-plate drivers, a lot of unnecessary accidents, speed being involved in a lot of them, and also breaking the law. One of those terrible cases is before the courts, so we'll leave it there. But I wanted to ask you, how do you feel about young drivers going from their L's to their P's, having to do, say, some sort of an advanced driving course?
Well, my personal opinion would be I think it's a positive in the fact and giving them educating circumstances that they can sort of then look at and see. And the way I look at it is, you know, we go to school and we go through primary, we go through high school, and if we're good enough, we go through college. We are constantly learning about some industry or degree that we want to do. But driving, I still feel that we need more education in the early stages to get the bases of you know what they're going to be facing when they go out, so they when they do go out, that they got a bigger and better appreciation of what the outcome possibly can be or could be.
Because I remember asking Brocky this many years ago, and he wasn't a big fan. He was concerned that young kids, particularly young men with testosterone running through their bodies, after doing an advanced driving course or a defensive driving course, and they're two different things, but doing one of these courses might give them more bravado, a little bit more confidence, thinking that they are bulletproof because they've done this course. Your thoughts?
Well, yeah, look, you can see it that way. I can appreciate his opinion. And I know Peter was very much heavily involved in driver courses, even with Jim Murcott centres down in Victoria. So it's, you know, that is one valid point. But I think that more that we can educate the kids coming up and appreciating the vehicles, and, you know, it's something that, you know, I've always been very passionate about road safety. And it's something that, you know, for me, just giving that education of, you know, you mentioned some of the incidents accidents you're talking about, it involves speed. And again, getting them to appreciate what that looks like in a controlled environment under like a driver education centre. So for me, I think it's a very positive outcome if we can introduce that through that program of going through that learners, P-platers, and then, of course, out into the open road.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Craig, gee, it's good to hear your voice. Welcome back to Bathurst again. I just hope that the weather, you know what, as a spectator, I hope the weather's crook, because that's really, as a spectator, that's when you really see how skilled you guys are.
Well, don't tell anyone. I actually really enjoy the wet. It's one of those things, like, you've got, you know, when it rains, you sort of got that instant, whether you really enjoy it or whether we really hate it. If you really hate it, like what Brock used to say, it's just like a complete negative. So you're already in your back foot. Mm. So, you know, we've got some really great drivers in the category at the moment. Shane Van Gisbergen, Brody Gostecki, even Andre Heimgardner, a Kiwi, you know, they love and adapt to the wet conditions really well. I enjoy it. And if it does, it does. It's the same for everyone.
All right. Good to talk to you, Craig.
Thank you very much. Great to talk to you too.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Craig Lowndes here on the Night Shift on Triple M.
The Night Shift around Australia on the Triple M network. Luke Boner. The Night Shift.